Welcome to the Real Security Doctor podcast with me, Dr. Rich Diston. You've tuned in to episode 7 of Why You Suck at Security. Now, I debated with myself about including this one. The fact that you're listening to it was my answer. If you suck at security, it might be because you're aiming too high. Let me explain. I'm not suggesting for one moment that security practitioners should know their station and remain within their perceived limits. Not at all. I'm one of the most qualified security risk practitioners on the planet, and I started out as a security guard. Your limitations are your limitations, and they don't exist. You can change the world by changing your mind. I often tell my coaching clients to ignore the opinions of other people about them and their capability. This is important. If you're willing to do the work and make the sacrifices, incredible things will come within your reach. But there has to be a realistic limit. You can tell me that I am not capable of calculating the trajectory of a satellite to land on an asteroid, and I'd agree. I'd have no idea even where to start. Listen, no amount of positive thinking, hard work, or sacrifice is going to enable me to fly like Superman. When I say you're aiming too high, I mean that you are trying to do something that either isn't feasible for you, isn't currently feasible for your organization, or isn't feasible for the sector. And I see it all the time. Most commonly, I see in people who state that they are going to protect their organization. This is a huge statement. From what and how? If you're in operational security, you can protect the organization only within your role, scope, and current activities. You can't patrol this line of the fence and stop someone from jumping over it on the other side of the site. You can't protect it from forces well beyond your response capability. If you're a close protection officer, you will know that you can only ever really protect a principal who wants to be protected. If they're going to act in a reckless manner, there's only so much you can do. The organization is the same. If you're in security management, you can advise the organization on its protection, but how it takes that information and what it does with it, that isn't within our power. We're a servant function. The business owns security risk, not the security department. We own the processes that influence the security state. We can help our clients become as secure as they're willing to become. No more. Then there are the people who look beyond their organization and take aim at the sector itself. If I had a pound for every time I heard someone saying that they were going to improve the sector, I wouldn't need to be selling online courses on my website. Was that way too subtle, by the way? Practitioners who pick these lofty ideals are only setting themselves up to fail. When I hear it, it makes me seriously worry about them. I see people who are totally pissed off with the corruption and low standards in the security training industry, for example, and decide to start a training business to do it properly. To do it properly, they need to charge proper money, and a lot of them will go broke because the sector, by and large, isn't interested in paying proper money for education. Ethics and principles are expensive in this industry. The damage to these people is more than financial. Sure, time will fix that. The real harm comes to their worldview, their beliefs about themselves and the sector, and their passion and commitment for what they do. The result is that often these people, who we desperately need in the sector, quit. I know some incredible people who just got broken by trying to improve the industry, and they went off to do something else with their lives. That's the end of the free portion of this podcast. If you want to hear the rest, you're going to need to join the growing community of listeners at the surgery for just $5.99 a month. What are you missing out on? You'll never know unless you join us. Please share this podcast, share your opinions, and leave a review. It all helps to spread the message. See you in the next one.